is Imperium Americana, and this is a podcast for the above top secret governmental secrets podcast feed, and it's kind of concerning a relatively new topic for me. Give you a little brief overview. Tonight I want to talk about number stations. Now, I must admit, I've never heard of number stations until just a few nights ago. One of our fellow above top secret members, ZipDot, posted a reply in which he mentioned number stations. After I read his reply, I was intrigued, so I quickly went to good old Google and threw in number stations and was shocked by the amount of returns that came back. Apparently, number stations is a well-known issue amongst radio buffs, and a lot of research has been done on the subject. Within about 10 minutes of research, I knew this would be a perfect podcast subject. So, to start with, I'm going to give a little bit of historical background. Number stations are shortwave radio stations. Their identity and their purpose and their intent are completely unknown, or at least for most of them. Some of them have been cracked a little bit. Throughout the Cold War, shortwave radio enthusiasts were privy to listen to some very mysterious encrypted transmissions, and this piqued an interest in probably a naturally quite curious of a group of people. And many kept logs and recordings of these transmissions, and you are quite able to go to numerous websites and access saved data files on there. And first one I want to play for you tonight is known as the Lincolnshire Poacher. Apparently this is a nursery rhyme or something. I believe it might be more familiar to our friends in the UK and such. And this one actually does have an identity. It's it was known to be a MI6 transmission, and I believe this one was recorded at Cyprus, so let's try the pod producer here and see what we can do. Many of these transmissions sort of go on and on, often repeating the same series of numbers over and over again, and then sort of disappearing off the sets of listeners. I must admit, I've yet to purchase a shortwave radio, although after a few days of this, I have definitely been searching online looking for a nice little set to get started. I want to hear some of these for myself here. The next one I'm going to play is a, this one's now known to be, or was, a transmission by the Stasi, which was the East German equivalent of the CIA or KGB. And they had a little different characteristic to their introductions. These used a series of tones, which, okay, see, Pop producer will play this one too. That didn't work out as well as I wanted. Let's try that again. As you can see, these gongs sort of go on for a little bit. And after a little bit of that, we'll hear a actual female voice, I believe. Okay, as you can see, just as the MI6's Lincolnshire Poacher, a series of numbers will be continuously repeated. Sometimes they're very large strands of numbers, sometimes they're relatively short. One thing I think is a little different in this one, I believe the website I took this from referenced the fact that there's Morse code in the background, and it's not known. There's a layer system that they use. Some of these transmissions actually had, I guess, a lack of a non-technical term, but something else running on the frequency that was a data transmission or another frequency that you would change to. I'm not a radio expert, so I'm not quite familiar. I have to continue my reading on that subject. But many of them had transmissions in which the audio that you would have heard was completely irrelevant, that somebody that maybe the first code or the third code was a key to switch to another frequency in which there was another bandwidth open, I guess, and there would be codes on that one as a way of kind of throwing people off the track. I'll give you an example of another one, which would be, this was known as Yankee Hotel Foxtrot for rather obvious reasons once I start playing this. And this one was known to have been a Mossad operation. Let's try to give this one a play here.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Message.
Well, you can see that one is on a repeating loop. Frequently these loops would run for quite a long time. Others would run rather short duration. There were some instances that were recorded when rather large historical events happened. Standard frequencies would deviate. Ones such as this that ran on a loop for quite some time would suddenly shift completely, most likely in response to certain world events. Although I didn't find a whole lot of research that pointed to this happening frequently, it was at least mentioned in one of the sites I had noticed. And I guess the final one I'm going to play is kind of a throwback back to the Lincolnshire Poacher. This one's known as the Swedish Rhapsody and is believed to have been a German transmission source as well. Let's give this one a play here. Alright, just as obviously a little shorter than Lincolnshire Poacher, one of the things I found rather interesting was the use of these music box type tones as an introductory to their feed. And one of the things, I guess this made a lot of sense to me, given the fact that obviously operatives were told to tune in at a preset time. And these individual tones acted as a good marker for them to find, I suppose, a lot easier if they're shortwave radio. And actually found a link to another site, which was about a young gentleman who escaped East Germany with his mother and what they went through. I believe his name is Thomas Wagner, or that's his assumed name. His original name was Michael Manowski, I believe. You can find his story at myspystory.com. In it, he discusses using these same type of transmissions and having missed the transmission and knowing that it would play at a certain loop. I guess the operatives were told that the transmission began at, say, 1800 hours or whatnot, and run for 5 minutes, and the next time was like another 12-hour window, and how his mother and him had missed some chances and actually had to go back later and redo the transmission because they had missed the because they had missed the key entry, which would have been it could have been a first, could have been a last. I guess it was kind of up to the intelligence agency and when they sent out the transmission. But like I said, once again, I'm not completely familiar with what I believe they call it, the one-pad key, one-time pad, which is kind of an unbreakable method of encryption. And it's basically it's a series of numbers that match up to corresponding letters, and only if you have this pad in the cipher can you break that code. Apparently no amount of computer hacking will do it for you. So that pretty much sums up most of the audio clips I had for you guys tonight. Many of these signals can apparently are still being transmitted out there, and Wiki states that since the 90s has actually increased. Now, since I don't have a shortwave radio yet, I'll have to get back to you guys on whether or not I can actually find these. I guess that's pretty much it. I'll leave the research to you guys, help you hunt and find out, because frankly I'm not really done with all mine yet. But I do want to plug Simon Mason's website, simonmason.kru.net. Simon Mason. Keeping with the terms here, Kilo Alpha Romeo Omega Omega.net. And most of the sound clips I used in this podcast were found from there, and there's a lot more there. And also there's a project called the Conet Project, C-O-N-E-T. You can probably do a Google search and find them pretty easily, but apparently they have they've collected 4 discs worth that you can download. And I know what I'm asking for. Asking from Santa Claus for Christmas this year. So once again, this is Imperium Americana and my podcast on Above Top Secrets Government Secrets feed concerning number stations. Thanks, guys.